All things have been created to give God glory. Man gives God glory by accepting God's true love. Man was created to give God glory and enjoy Him forever. Satan wanted to be God. Because of Satan's pride and arrogance, creation was broken. Because man chose to obey Satan instead of God, man is broken. We give God glory by obeying Him. When we believe Satan's fantasies and lies, we destroy ourselves and those around us. From the beginning, it was God's plan to save His children. From the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, God promised the seed of Eve would crush Satan. Every time God's children disobeyed Him, God would forgive and restore them. He promised to send someone who would radically change everything. God would send a Messiah, a Savior, to His people. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem to a virgin from Nazareth. 2,000 years ago, Nazareth was a tiny village. Nazareth barely existed. It would have been difficult to find a more insignificant place. God often chooses the insignificant to show His glory. In the village of Nazareth lived a young girl named Mary. Mary was engaged to a poor carpenter, not much older than her. His name was Joseph. A poor carpenter engaged to a teenage girl in a forgotten village. The circumstances could not be more insignificant in man's eyes. God's true love sees things differently. Because of sin, man is always looking on the outside. Physical beauty, money, power. God is always looking for true love. True love gives God glory. Mary lived true love. More than anything, Mary was devoted to obeying God's laws. Mary wanted to serve God any way she could. That is true love. True love transforms our insignificance into infinite significance. God sent the mighty angel Gabriel to speak with Mary. Mary, God has chosen you because of the true love in your life. God is going to do a miracle, a wonderful miracle. You are going to have a son. His name will be Jesus. His name will be great. He will be the Son of the Most High God. He will establish a kingdom that will last forever. Mary responded with a very simple question. I am a virgin. How is it possible for me to have a son? Gabriel answered, God's Spirit is going to place this child in your womb. God in the womb of a teenage village girl? It makes no sense to the human mind. How can God become man? There is really only one answer, true love. God loves you as much as He loves Mary. God has loved you from the beginning of all time. Your heart has always been the target of God's true love. God's aim through the centuries was for man to understand how much He loves us. But man would not understand. God would have to become man. All God, all man. God would have to become one of us to show us true love. The angel Gabriel came to Joseph as well. He told Joseph the news. Mary would have a child. His name would be Jesus. And He would be God. Mary and Joseph accepted God's purpose for their lives. They gave God glory. God wants you to give Him glory. God has a purpose for your life. Are you ready to embrace God's true love? We'll be right back.